Good morning, American Fork High School. This is Phil Haynes from Las Vegas. And we are together at Weber State. And I'm listening.
Is proud to present drum majors Lane Dudley, Olivia Harper, Hiram Jackson.
I'm on effect, so I was writing dimensionality. Interesting use of the prop idea here. Beautiful sound from the soloists up front. The French horn in particular is well mic'd. The other two a little direct. A little awkward in how we're moving here. I'll be interested to see how you develop that movement. It feels a little functional as we get everybody in. Percussion coming in a little heavy relative to the ensemble here. Nice reveal of the flag here. Creates a strong sense of impact at that point. Yeah, a little Kelly, huh? Wow, some really aggressive music here. I'm not always seeing the coordination visual to music through that. Felt a little awkward as we developed through that woodwind phrase. Balance, of course, was a big part of that because we were really balancing to it, but also the visual movement into it felt awkward. Good use of the props for staging. I assume we're doing something around the outside because they're a little hollow now. Building that impact moment works really well for you. The use of the brass against the woodwinds through that idea where the woodwinds played it and got their feature and then it was a brass moment works well for you. Orchestration changes here work well for you to create a sense of variety. Really got to work, of course, on balance as the season goes along. You know that. A nice sense of resolution of the phrase. The visual additions work to provide that impact point. Obviously, achievement of that moment yet is not really strong. Be interested to hear how you're planning on balancing the woodwinds to the brass because they're really not projecting up here. Are you planning on using shotgun or something to bring them out? If not, obviously we're going to need to work a lot on how to balance them out because the brass is so much louder than the woodwinds right now. And with the percussion, obviously we're going to do work on that balance. But is our intent that we're going to balance to the acoustic woodwind sound there because it's going to be quite a bit softer than what you got now? Well staged for the mellophones on their impact moment. Yeah, I think you're going to want to fill that in with a little bit, because it's a little static with them in that same staging setup without any visual support for them for that fairly extended period of time. Some continuity issues musically, and I think it's probably performance issues that I'm just not hearing the phrases develop and move through time and connect particularly well. I'm almost sure that's a performance issue. I don't know that the visual of turning around those hoops works particularly well for an effect moment, unless you've got something dramatically different. Obviously, you've just got the skeleton right now, and I don't know what's going to go on it, but just turning them around doesn't provide very much of a visual interest. Having the girls pose in the middle of them at the end works really well. I think we're going to want to look at the EQ on the solo flute. It's awfully bass heavy, and so we're not getting resonance of a flute there. Okay, that's a pretty direct sound from the brass there. Maybe you want to play with the idea of using an off center thing, either playing across the field or to the back corner. I know that when you play at Red Rocks, there's nothing to resonate against, so maybe that's going to have to be a factor. But it might be interesting from a color standpoint to play with that. Yeah, I'm obviously catching the X's idea through the show. We're using that a lot. Not quite sure of what the thematic reason for that is, the dimensions and dimensionality, and you know, and maybe I'm missing something on how the X's are related, because we've used that idea a fair amount. Sense of bell through this, the use of the run through the prop thing, I think, is really nice. Watch that you don't run them so close to the sideline that you upstage the resolution moment. Yeah, so through the staging there, we've got the brass saw side one, woodwind side two. The visual complement of the bilateral symmetry works well, but musically, we're really only getting one side of the field. The woodwinds are a non-factor musically through that section, and since they're staged on that side of the field, the glaring difference is awfully noticeable from a balance standpoint. Okay, that toss through I think would work if it was a little bit farther back in the field to provide a little bit more of a prominence to that movement. Evolution here is working well for you musically and visually. So I'm confused as to whether these are going to be filled in or not, because there's times where you look like you're staging with them, with obviously seeing through, and there's other times like that where I think you intend for them to be filled in. So if they're not filled in, that really is not hiding anybody through that and feels really functional. Nice development into the resolution point musically there. The distance resolve works well for you. So drawing our eye more to the saxophone player earlier, since acoustically he's coming from the speakers, is there a way we can pull our eye? It took me a while to have found him. Obviously, when you switch to the mellophone, it's easier to find. Yeah, big reveal on the front sideline for the color guard. Movement is a little slow as they're evolving through it because it opens up real well, but they're of necessity not moving all that quickly at times to get through, and so we don't get that energy burst sustained. So we got the rotating circle upon circle there in the middle. Yeah, so I guess you are filling them in, but then they're playing behind them, so. Yeah, nice resolution to the performance. So obviously, anytime you got a major prop like that that you're working with, the key is how can we make it move elegantly and effortlessly, and how are we using it? And I really am interested, since all you got is a skeleton, and there are all kinds of times where it looks like you're using them as a staging device with somebody behind it being featured, and then there's other times where it seems like you're using it to hide people. So maybe let's talk about what is it you're using them, what's the final product going to look like. I think right now, obviously, it's really early, so I'm staying away from the performance end of things for the most part. But there is times where I feel like there's development and continuity issues where the movement forward is not really obvious. It comes across as static. I am pretty sure that most of those are performance related, but definitely we want to look at how the show is evolving over time. I think, again, I come back to it. The really key here is going to be how elegantly or inelegantly we move those props around and how it's coordinated and how visually effective they are. It's a very, very key part of your program, and it's just a matter of how well you pull those off. Hope my comments were of help. Best of luck.
Thank you.